that as I was running on Monday, a couple of these thoughts came to my head as I was listening and praying. Once you get to John chapter 14, say there.
There.
Awesome. You guys are good. Quick tonight. All right, John 14, 23. Oh, turning of pages again. All right, here we go. Jesus replied, "All who love me will do what I say. My Father will love them and will come and make our home with each of them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey me. And remember, my words are not my own. What I'm telling you is from the Father who sent me. I'm telling you these things now while I'm still with you. But when the Father sends the Advocate as the whole, as my representative, that is the Holy Spirit, He, the Holy Spirit, will teach you everything and remind you of everything I've told you." How cool is that? The Lord will teach you what you need to know. I think that's kind of cool. And now he won't teach you the things that you don't need to know, but yeah, it says, if you want to learn it, he'll teach you. Does that mean he comes down and all of a sudden, boom? Sometimes he'll bring in other people to help you learn what you need to learn. But the Holy Spirit will guide you where to go, when to go, and he'll teach you new things. And if you ever want to learn new things, open your car engine and start taking it apart and learn how to put it back together. That's a good, that will teach you two things: patience and new things.
And not to do it again.
Yes.
I'm waiting for that.
And label everything. And you just want to make sure everything goes back. But it says here, Jesus is saying that when the Holy Spirit comes, he'll teach you everything and remind you of everything I told you. And so, things that you might have forgot, he can bring back in remembrance to remember what you forgot. And so the Holy Spirit wants to teach you things that you don't know. I think that's great. And it will never contradict his word. It always, if it's a spiritual thing, it will never go against his word. Always lines up with his word. And so when he teaches you new things. And then John 16, verse 12. It goes, "There is so much more I want to tell you." This is Jesus speaking. "But you can't bear it now." And so in other words, there's some things he'll give you now. And then later he'll give you more. And then later he'll give you more. You ever said to yourself, "I wish I knew what I know now 20 years ago, or 40 years ago, or 20 years ago." And I'm like, man, if I knew what I knew now, back then, that'd be great. But the Lord goes, you couldn't handle it. One, maybe it's maturity. Two, you have to, just like math, how it builds upon each other, that you had to learn this one aspect before you learned the next. Verse 13 says, "When the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, comes, he'll guide you," there he is teaching you, "into all truth. He will not speak on his own, but will tell you what he has heard. He will tell you about the future. He'll bring me glory by telling you whatever he receives from me. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I say the Spirit will tell you whatever he receives from me." So when the Holy Spirit tells you something, actually it's coming from Jesus, which is coming from the Father, for his glory. So whatever he tells you is a direct line from the Father. That's how much he cares. Sometimes it's like, "Well, I never hear from God." Well, the Holy Spirit speaks to you, doesn't he? Doesn't he speak to you in all these different ways? Sometimes a little gut check, like, I don't want to do that, or we shouldn't go that route, or we should do it this way or that way. And sometimes we just say, well, that's just indigestion or lady's intuition or whatever. Sometimes that's the Holy Spirit working, saying, hey, I want to guide you and direct you in all truth. And it's the Holy Spirit speaking. And sometimes it's through a book. Sometimes it's through a movie. Sometimes it's through a podcast. Sometimes it's through a preacher. Sometimes it's through a song. Sometimes it's audible. God will say, hey, buckaroo, come here. You know, sometimes he'll speak through an animal, like a donkey. Sometimes he'll speak through a fiery bush. But he'll use any situation to get our attention. And so I want to encourage you tonight that with this is that allow the Holy Spirit to guide you in knowledge that you need to know. You ever ask God, like, you have a problem? Have you ever asked, hey God, what's the solution to this? I've done that many times. Or have you ever asked God to find something that you lost? And he shows you right where it's at? Because he wants to guide you in all areas. But we have to stop, pause, and listen. You ever been having a conversation and one person's walking one way, the other person's walking the other way? Or one's upstairs and the other one's downstairs? Or one's head's in the refrigerator and the other one's way over on the other side of the house? You know, it doesn't go well. But when you stop, pause, and look, I know, we all say, well, I know how to do that. But many times we don't do that with the Father. Say, I want to pause. I want to listen. What do you have to say in this situation, God? How do you want me to? Like this afternoon, I'll use this as an example. Our van is in Claremont right now. It's not because we want it in Claremont. It just decided to blow little holes a warm summer day. And Aurora was headed up to the Twin Cities with it. And that's the reason why so she called me, hey Dad, van's overheating. Okay, where are you at? Claremont. Okay. She goes, I'm pulling off into Claremont. And so she's not in Claremont. She pulled into like one of those ramps goes into the farmer's field. So she's off the road and stuff. And I'm there and I'm looking around. On my way over, I'm like, okay, I'll fill up the reserve tank with some coolant. And then I'll drive it back because I'll have enough in the reserve to get it back. It's not that far. 5 miles or whatever it is. I'm looking around like, engine wet. Engine should not be wet when it's hot. Unless there's something wet on the engine. I'm like, okay, where is the hose? And so there's like a little V that goes into two coolant vents. And there's a big old gaping hole in it. I'm like, and then so I was like, okay, Lord, drop me, get me to Napa. So we went to Napa. The part you need is connected to another part, and that part's $135. And I'm like, my AC doesn't even work in the van. I'm not paying $175 for two hoses I don't need. And so I'll use the farmer over here to figure out a solution, maybe duct tape it to get home tonight, and go from there. What do you think, a little duct tape, bailing wire? We'll be all set?
Yeah, I have
the whole time. So I'm like, okay, Lord, what do you want me to do? So I'm like, oh, I can't get it fixed before church. Well, I guess I'll have to do it after church. And he says, okay, give me direction. How to fix it. How to go.
Did you get it wrong?
No, it's still in Claremont. So Roger and I are going to figure it out tonight after church, I think, without the part. He's a farmer. I heard farmers have an answer for everything.
May not be what you want.
But it gets you there and back, right? At least there. And so we'll get it back, and it's going to be good. And God's in control, and it's all good. So I think that's all.